Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
This message, every time I come to Hilton Manor West, I always want to bring a message that encourages you. And the Lord really gave me this message about comfort. And Mary was telling us about, she lost a friend. And one of our friends in church, they lost their mother this week on Wednesday. And they'll be burying her Sunday. But you know, they weren't sorrowing like the unbelievers. They were rejoicing. What a difference. Why were they rejoicing? I think Brother Spike read the scripture that was so important. Now I'm going to take a quick look at it real quick. You know, Paul was telling them in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, he said, "Behold, I show you a mystery." What was this mystery? Well, he's telling the mystery that, hey, we shall not all sleep. And as Spike said, that means death. But we shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye, when the first trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. What a moment. Think about that. When we are living down here in this world, and as Spike said, if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, if we believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and that He died on the cross for our sins, He was buried, and on the third day rose from the grave, the Bible tells us we're going to be with Him forever.
Amen.
Now, one thing that we get so confused on is that even though we have been saved from the power of sin, we still live in this mortal flesh, and we will sin. You know, Paul really depicts this very well in the book of Romans. If you ever get a chance to read it, he said, "It's not I that sin, but the flesh sins." See, whenever we sin, folks, we're not delivered from the consequences of sin, but we are delivered from the condemnation of sin.
Amen.
Sin doesn't have power over us.
That's good.
So we have the choice to do the right thing. And God tells us to live holy. Now let's take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I'm going to read verse 13. Paul was talking to the Thessalonica. And they were newly Christians. And they were concerned about how can... You know, those that were already dead, they thought they were going to prevent the ones that were alive. But Paul really gives them some good information here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Give you a minute to get there. Paul was teaching. He already taught it to the Corinthians. Now he's teaching it to the Thessalonians. And here's what Paul says. "Behold, I will not have you to be ignorant." That means not knowing. "Brethren," see, he classifies who he's talking to, "concerning them which are asleep, that sorrow not, even as other that have no hope." So we that are saved, we know that we're going to die. The Bible tells us that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And remember, God is not deceived. Whatever He says, it will transpire. So we know that we have to die, but we're not going to sorrow as those that don't believe or have no hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, because we know that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. And He conquered death and hell. When you look at all the other leaders around the world, you can go to their grave and you'll find their body there. But as they said about Jesus Christ, He's not there. He's risen as He said. Isn't that good news? But listen to this. In verse 14 says, "If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep," and that means death, "in Jesus Christ will God bring with Him."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.